Johor Bahru has seen housing prices surge recently. The promise of better connectivity through the RTS link and the prospect of a special economic zone with Singapore have drawn buyers from Singapore and China. In some cases, apartment prices have doubled, and more than half of homes are valued at 800,000 ringgit and above, or $177,000. This has triggered affordability concerns among locals.
Untuk nak beli rumah yang betul-betul dekat area bandar, mungkin taklah kot sebab memang harga memang tinggi.
Iza Mastura works in a private sector in Johor Bahru. She is getting married soon, but she and her future husband are unable to find viable options. Their dream is to live in a two-story landed home near town, but with recent inflation, they are being forced to lower expectations and are considering a small apartment in the suburbs. They may even be forced to rent, and this reality is a source of frustration.
Kita yang rakyat Malaysia sendiri pun, kita yang pula menyewa dengan dia. So benda tu macam tak okey lah bagi saya kan. Sebenarnya macam kita yang lahir dekat sini tapi dia orang yang dapat beli rumah-rumah yang macam itu. Kita pula yang kena sewa dengan dia.
Older Johorians too are struggling to find ideal retirement homes. 70-year-old Haw Lai Huat works in a grocery store near a low-cost housing project. He is saving up for a more comfortable place in town to retire. But he admits that finding suitable options at current prices may be a stretch, especially for locals who earn a living in Johor.
Kalau yang pandai-pandai, kalau kerja Singapura lah senang. Sana pun semua orang Singapura lebih.
Property experts say the prospect of some locals being priced out is inevitable. Many are forced to consider smaller homes and live in outskirt towns like Kulai, Putu Tinggi and Ulu Tiram.
Now, opening level single-story house is almost 400,000, over 400,000. So this is in the town area. We're not talking about outskirts. We're not talking about part of like Pulai area. Especially we are talking about the first time home buyers. You know, they are looking for terrace, you know, which mostly they will switch back to apartments and maybe a two-room apartment. That's a new reality.
The prices will increase substantially. Those with a lower income will have to relocate. Now, what is happening now is the two things that they can opt for. One is to downsize the units, and therefore they go for houses which are within their budget. But if they want to maintain the kind of size, then they have to opt for places and locations which are further away from the city.
The Johor State Government is aware of the sentiment among some locals that housing in JB is priced for the elite and rich foreigners. They are aiming to provide more affordable options. They are targeting 60,000 affordable homes by 2026 and ensuring developers have cheaper units for local buyers. Johor has also redeveloped abandoned housing projects near the city. At the same time, Johor is also keen to continue attracting foreign buyers as it aims for southern Johor to be an international metropolis. And JB Property continues to be an attractive option for Singaporeans.
Of course, one of the important factors is the push and pull factor. The push factor is because of the high cost of accommodation and high cost of living in Singapore. For example, a HDB flat, just one single bedroom, will cost easily SGD 1,000 ringgit at least. That's equivalent to about 3,500 ringgit. For 3,500 ringgit, they can easily buy a landed residential house in Johor. And they'll have a more leisurely lifestyle, a more larger space. I think that people opt for Johor because of this reason.
An example is Singaporean Lu Cheng Chuan. The financial influencer recently purchased a semi-D in Mount Austin for 2 million ringgit. He also owns a HDB flat in Jurong. Lu sees value in JB property because it boosts quality of life. He adds that the tide of rising asset prices is a global phenomena and that Singaporeans and Johorians must adapt quickly.
You can't fight that. It's an unfortunate thing. And there's also another reason why we are seeing a lot of Singaporeans coming here is because Singapore property prices has been inflated to a level where they're coming here as what I call economic refugee. You know, in a modern term, abstractly speaking, more like inflation refugee. Right? The cost of living is just unbearable there. They come here and find things a lot more affordable. So that's something that we cannot change the tide of the world. My humble advice to local Johorians is to adjust yourself to businesses, to jobs that will enable you to rise with the tide as well.